The Glider Pilots. For Music Spotlight on Radio Free Phoenix, I'm Michael Thomas Jr. On this segment of Music Spotlight on Radio Free Phoenix, we spoke with the talented brother and sister duo of that of Benjamin and Samantha Hope that formed the talented and eclectic band, The Glider Pilots. The duo, who are bringing a set of vibrant series of lyrically melodic music comprised of alternative and blues-inspired sounds. We spoke with the Queensland, Australia-based band about their inspirations, creative process, and their latest full album release of Talk Free, available where all music is streamed and available for digital and hard copy through that of Bandcamp and iTunes. Welcome to another Music Spotlight. I'm Michael Thomas Jr. We welcome in the ever-talented Glider Pilots, comprised of the great brother and sister duo of Benjamin and Samantha Hope. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. We know you just released your full album, Talk Free. Tell us what helped bring the album to life, so to speak, as a band comprised of both of your young and, you know, still developing talents.
When we wrote the album, we were just trying to really find our best strong suits as two different artists. So, like, Ben was really good at composing the music and really building the instrumentals and placing all the synths and that together, whereas I'm really good with the lyrics and the melodies that go over the top of that. Yeah. So from there, we just kind of focused on our own messages that we wanted to convey as well.
What is you and your brothers, do you have separate inspirations as far as music goes or influence that you both incorporate separately and kind of bind together? How does it work? What is your musical process?
We kind of have the same influences in terms of we both grew up with late 70s, early 80s music because that's what our dad kind of pushed onto us through vinyl and that. But so mainly like Hall & Oates, Ultravox, Spandau Ballet, stuff like that. Yeah.
And as far as if you were to put, say, a theme to the album, the overall theme, do you have a particular theme to it, or do you think there's a way to describe it, or do you think the tracks all, you know, the songs all have their own story and connect in a similar way, but they don't per se maybe, you know, form a concept album where they're forming a set of emotions?
Yeah. So basically, I guess Talk Free was out, like the title itself kind of brought them all together, but yeah, as you say, they probably all have their own little messages themselves. But yeah, it's like exposed to where the focus is more on like exposing yourself to the good stuff, but in order to do that, you have to go through the bad stuff too. Whereas other songs, like I'm trying to think of another song now, Standing Static focuses more on observing the world around you, not your world itself. So yeah, they kind of all just merge together, but like you say, have their own separate stories as well.
And as far as, can you kind of guide me through track by track and what, you know, maybe, what, you know, improvise? What do you think it meant to you as far as, you know, what it brought to the album? I mean, are there a set of songs that you think, okay, really solidify the album and kind of put it on track and kind of got your musical juice or your musical creativity flowing?
Yeah, definitely. So probably one of the first ones we wrote, which probably set us on the right track, was Mild Blood, because I know that really has our heavy like synth work and that with the high-pitched parts and the chorus and that. So that was one of the first songs we wrote, and that kind of set us in the right groove. And then from there, songs like Exposed to Weather as well, just really where we got to experiment and play more with the sound. And then, yeah, I guess that even pushed us further to work with the lyrics. So yeah, songs like Mild Blood, Exposed to Weather, Hardwired, they're probably like the really big ones that impacted. Of course, Talk Free, the title track as well, but that's pretty much obvious.
Now, is this you and your brothers as Glider Pilots, is this your first full album? Have you been just preceding this? Have you been releasing EPs exclusively?
Yeah, previous to this, yeah, we did two EPs. So we released one in 2015, which was In Another World, then 2016, somewhere out there. And then, yeah, we're like, let's just do it. Let's just do a whole album.
And now, how does it feel now to finally put out an album and have all of this, And I've been seeing both you and your brother, of course, the glider pilots, on a series of, including a very prevalent one here called Burp, indie playlist.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really cool. It just kind of comes out of nowhere sometimes because obviously we try to get the word out here. It's one of those weird things where it's like it almost receives more attention not in our hometown, basically. Yeah, so it's cool getting on, yeah, like things like Burp and that, really just to help it, I don't know, get some love. Yeah, it's cool. I don't know, just like just talking to you for us, it's pretty awesome. Like, you know, it's cool to,
No, it's an excellent way to, I mean, for me anyways, for us to find very talented musicians. It's hard to find singer-songwriters, and especially brother-sister duo. Is that something you've always, you know, as far as growing up, I know that sounds like you grew up in a very musically inclined family. Was that sort of the upbringing, you and your brother kind of eventually coming together and forming the Glider Pilots? How did it come to form for both of you?
Well, ironically, so the music stuff just started with us. Like, our parents don't play instruments. They're not really musically built that way. So it's weird. It just kind of came out of nowhere. But Ben had played guitar for 14 years. And so he was doing his own thing, making instrumental tracks, very ambient-style music. And then he was like, you know what? Nah, I want a vocalist. And basically just walked into my room and was like, oi, could you, like, sing for me? And that's basically how it started. I was like, what? I can't sing. I'm not a singer. And then before I knew it, we were a brother-sister duo writing music.
That's wonderful. Now, how did the name, I'm sure you get this question quite often, but how did the name come to fruition? How did the name come for you, for the band?
Oh, I'll actually pass you on to Ben for this one. So how did the name come about, Benjamin James?
It's not that much of a story, really. I found it, I do this thing where, you know, late hours of the night where I'm just sort of bored, yeah. And I end up just searching through Wikipedia pages randomly. I don't know why I do it. But yeah, just scrolling through Wikipedia, and I was looking at clouds for some unknown reason. And just in one of the articles, I saw the name, well, not the name, I just saw that glider pilots, like, flying through these clouds. And I was like, that's a good name.
Yeah.
That's literally
it. It flows well. It works. And Benjamin, yeah. You're strictly, you do a little bit of the synthesizer, piano, but you're strictly guitar.
When we first started, I only really did guitar stuff. I've loved guitar for, as Sam said, 14 years or something like that. So that's where it really all started. But as we've progressed, I lean more towards, like, I like analog synths and all that sort of stuff. So proper keyboards and all that sort of thing. So I'm a bit of a multi-instrumentalist as well now, these days anyway.
So did you help the mastering as well, mixing and all the music together?
Yeah, so for the recording and the mixing, I do that myself in our home studio. So that's, but we passed off the mastering to Dick Beetham, who did old Jay's mastering. Yeah,
wonderful.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
And now in your area right now, are you doing local gigs right now? I mean, how are you helping promote? I mean, you just came out with the album, so I would assume you're doing local events in your area. What are your plans in the near future along with that, now that you have this full album?
We are, at the moment, we're just gigging around town. We've done a couple of premieres and stuff like that, and, you know, and we're just sort of gauging the interest and all that sort of thing. But in the future, we are hoping to sort of start, well, for, you know, touring our home country and just sort of, you know, going down the East Coast and seeing how that goes. But yeah, we would like to get it out to as many people as possible, you know, yeah.
Wonderful. Now, as far... as far as some of the songs, you know, I was speaking with Samantha about the songs and the inspirations. Now, are there a set of songs that did you both collaborated on? I know that she said she had more to do with the lyrics and the music along with that. Are there certain songs across the album Talk Free that you connect more than maybe the, you know, some of the others?
Yeah, there's a couple that I really connect with on a really emotional level. The title track, Talk Free, when we were recording that song, it's kind of embarrassing, actually. Sam would, she would go into the booth and start her vocal tracks, and I'd be sitting there in the mixing room, and she'd come out, and I'd turn around, and she'd look at me, and I'd have, like, tears running down my face. Because it's just, yeah, there's something about that song that really gets to me. Yeah,
what a great connection, especially to have.
Yeah.
Are you, both of you are pretty relatively close in age, where you've kind of always been collaborating on music together?
Yeah, well, we're 3 years apart in age, yeah. We're basically best friends, really.
That's beautiful, yeah. It's definitely beautiful to hear how brother and sisters can feed off and both create unbelievable creative music together. Let's play that song that really spoke to your heart. Now here's the self-titled track from their latest album. Here's Talk Free by the Glider Pilots, who we're talking to right now here on RadioFreePhoenix.com. That was a lovely sample of the self-titled track from the Glider Pilots' newest album, Talk Free, who we're talking to right now here on RadioFreePhoenix.com for Music Spotlight. I'm your host, Michael Thomas Jr. Talk us about, how people can find your music and order your music over the universe of social media.
Oh, cool. So we're basically everywhere we could possibly try to get our music. So we're on Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube, our own website, which is glidepilots.band. And then obviously we have all our social medias, which is Facebook, Instagram, and we're trying to do the whole Twitter thing. It's not our thing, but we're trying to do the Twitter thing.
And you're on YouTube, correct, as well, right?
Yes, okay. And we're also on YouTube. Yeah, and we do our own music videos for that as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And now as far as on Bandcamp, I know that you can order the compact disc and the digital album, are you able to purchase some of your older EPs or your older releases, rather, your previous releases?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, Bandcamp is probably the best spot for that, too. Yeah, so that's pretty much the go-to, because, yeah, if you get the CD, you even get a lyric booklet and everything, and like you said, you can get the old songs as well. Yeah.
Wonderful. And that is, people are able to, if you're sending the hard copy CD, does that ship internationally?
Yes, we can ship that internationally, right. Yeah.
Are there any ones that you would say kind of, I know that you were inspired heavily by, you said, you know, late 70s type, atmospheres. What would you say, are there a group of singer-songwriters that, I mean, that seems to be more of your style, singer-songwriter, are there a couple of people that were, you know, it's probably really deep down, like a true inspiration for you and Benjamin?
We really look up to the Paper Kites. They're an Australian band as well. They're probably, one of our biggest inspiration. We love those guys. Yeah, that's basically, the dream would be like to support act them or something, you know, like that's the goal. But that's super cool. Yes, they're our main inspiration, I guess, for when we're writing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and as far as, I know that I spoke with Benjamin about, your future goals and touring and everything like that. What would you say your goals as a group, maybe a year down the road, and where you'd like to head? Is you kind of looking forward to traveling more within your country at this point and just kind of going steady at things when it comes to music?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd love to. I reckon, yeah, new music obviously would be awesome, and yeah, definitely traveling around would be the big goal. That would be awesome. Just, I don't know, seeing all different audiences every night in a different place. It would be really, I don't know, it'd be kind of cool and inspiring to just be able to get some different ears to listen to it, you know? Yeah, so that's definitely. Definitely big goal. Yeah,
wonderful. Now I know that you spoke a lot about, you and Benjamin both spoke a lot of your emotions behind some of the tracks. Can you name are there favorites, or do you not like to play favorites? I mean, are there like a few each of you, since you do have that emotional connection, that you could say three of these from this album are definitely your favorite, and you think that a lot of people, majority of people listening to your music, will really connect and it'll resonate with them?
A top three would probably be Exposed to Weather. Tungsten is definitely a good one. That one's got good emotional feels in it. And third favorite would be, it's so hard, but Throw Me in the Deep End. Yeah, Throw Me in the Deep End would be the third one. I think between your favorite children, though, you know?
Well, they're your babies, though, right? I mean, I'm assuming, I know you're mentioning the music sort of, I'm sure, comes first for you, right? And then the lyrics come afterwards, right?
Yeah, most of the time, pretty much 90% of the time, yeah.
Now, are you musically trained as far as from an educational standpoint, or is this just a thing that you just kind of honed in, you know, playing great number of years?
Yeah, I didn't do really any musical training in school, neither did Ben. Ben just did some guitar lessons early on, but he's basically all self-taught as well. And then basically everything I know with my synthesizers, he's taught me. And same, like, I'm starting to learn the drums now, so I'm trying to teach myself that. So we basically self-teach each other everything. I did do singing lessons for quite a while when I first started, just because I had no idea what I was doing. But now, yeah, I basically try to leave that behind and be a bit more freeform with it, you know.
Well, I thank you so much, Samantha and Benjamin, for letting us speak to you about your music. Now, you know, is there anyone that you haven't brought up that you think you'd like to acknowledge as far as your musical process come to reality? I know that there's a lot of times you two seem to be doing everything when it comes to that. I know that you mentioned Dick Beetham mastering. Is there anyone that, you know, you would say that really helped you, you know, having success as the glider pilots as a whole?
I guess it's hard because it's, I don't know, such a small town, but probably, yeah, my singing teacher when I first started, so Keisha McLean, she was a big help. And then, like you said, Dick Beetham for mastering this new album. And then I guess the good old mum and dad. Just for the support and all of the cup of teas early hours in the morning.
As far as a local basis, are you appearing anything in the near time future in your area?
So we have a gig on June 7th at the Cairns Dinner Theatre, so we're putting on a little show there. Yeah, so that's our next big thing. Yeah.
And you're looking, I'm sure, having more gigs as the summer progresses?
Yeah, definitely. We want to get a few more lined up. That would be great. Just kind of keep playing the album. And I mean, we've already started writing new stuff, so you can't tie us down.
No, that'll be exciting to see. It's always nice to continuing the process. I'm sure there were some songs though that didn't make the cut for the album, I would assume, right? And they'll be released on EPs.
Yeah, you never know. I guess that's always the way it goes. But I think there are only a couple, but mainly they all kind of made it on, which is always good, I guess. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Samantha and Benjamin. Look forward to hearing about your success as it progresses. And Talk Free is a wonderful set of lyrical music. And again, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to speaking with you and hearing about your great success in the near future.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for having us, Michael. It was a great time to chat.
Yeah, good luck. Make sure to get the Glider Pilots' latest release, Talk Free, the full album available now on iTunes and Bandcamp, as well as streaming live on Spotify and where all music is streamed and where you can normally find digital music. You could also follow the duo on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube for music video exclusives. For Music Spotlight with the Glider Pilots, I'm Michael Thomas Jr. Now here's a track to lead you out. Here's Improvise by the Glider Pilots from their latest album, Talk Free, on RadioFreePhoenix.com. Thank you.
thought to merely give some sign. There will always be to very deep.